For the first time in Australian sport, blind and low vision footy fans can feel every kick, mark and goal as it happens, thanks to this new device from Telstra. It's called the Touch and Track, and it's turning Marvel Stadium in Melbourne into one of the most inclusive sporting arenas in the country. And joining us to break it down is Chris Harrop from the team behind this world first tech. Good afternoon, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Sean. Thanks for having me on today.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. The first time I actually saw this device, Chris, was a video on Instagram where there was a man with a vision impairment explaining it. But Chris, can you explain how the Touch and Track device actually works?
Yeah, I'd love to, Sean. So the Telstra Touch and Track is designed to make live sport more inclusive. And what it actually does is it translates the movement of the ball on the field to a Wi-Fi enabled tablet. And that leverages the network that we've installed at Marvel Stadium. So fans with low vision can then follow the action with their fingers by using a small metal ring on a trackpad that replicates the ball's movement. So as the ball moves, so does the ring, allowing the user to trace play with their fingertips.
Ah, and where is this device? Is it situated in the ball or on top of the ball?
It's actually devices that we allow patrons to collect from Marvel Stadium when they check in. They can use them in their lap as they're sitting on their seat. And they basically sit there and think of like a, the best way I can translate it is think of a Ouija board sitting on your lap.
The
ring around the Ouija board. In this case, the ring is moving around the board in movement and in concert with the ball position on the field of play.
Yeah, I meant actually the device that tells the person where the ball actually is. Is that on the ball?
Great question. No, it's not. So we've actually got about 14 cameras installed up in the gantry at Marvel Stadium, Sean, and they are triangulated on the field. And they're using machine learning and AI to actually track the XY coordinate of the ball at any particular point in time. We're working with the AFL stats provider Champion Data to then feed that back to the device in as close to real time as we can.
That is great. And what inspired you, Chris, to develop this new technology?
Yeah, so we were obviously been longtime partners with the AFL and more recently with Marvel Stadium with a technology partnership there. And we've done this beefed up network connectivity at the ground. We're really looking to do something that could showcase that. And we got a bit of inspiration from social media. You mentioned social just before.
Yep.
We saw a clip of a fan with his cousin at a UK soccer match. And the cousin was actually commentating to his cousin what was happening on the field of play and tracing on his back where the ball was positioned at any particular point in time in that soccer match. And so we thought there was something there that could actually inspire us and make the game more inclusive for the game of AFL here in Melbourne.
Yeah, that's really, really exciting and cool how you saw that and turned it into this new technology. How can fans actually access this device if they want to go to Marvel Stadium?
Yeah, so we have an online booking form for the Marvel Stadium website, or you can actually pick up one of the devices from the guest services desk at Marvel Stadium for any game at Marvel for the remainder of this season and into next season. We've got many of the devices there and available, so anybody can pick one up and use it and return. And it's been one of the things that's been amazing, Sean, as we've been working on this project, is just how many low vision fans actually attend the games each week, and they've been on the journey with us every step of the way in terms of how we've developed this experience.
Yeah, you're speaking about the fans that are telling you that they actually have been using these devices. What is the feedback you've received so far? Has it been quite positive?
They've been there with us from the very outset. Once we decided to embark on this, the first thing we understood is that we don't understand what their experience is like at the footy. And so, obviously they let us know that radio is a big part of how they experience games, but they weren't always aware where the ball was at any particular point in time. And so their feedback in terms of pairing this with their radio commentary has just really changed the way they experience the game. And the feedback's been really positive. And we'll continue to iterate on that with them throughout the course of this season and into next.
Yeah, and I know briefly we did actually speak about how this device works, but we didn't really mention how it uses vibrations to tell the people using it that there is a goal happening. Can you quickly just tell us how that actually works as well?
Yeah, so we've got some haptic vibrations that happen in the device. That's absolutely correct. And so what you want to be able to tell is when the ball changes possession or when goals or behinds are kicked. Now, we had a few other haptic vibrations happening within the device in our earlier iterations, but it's a little bit overwhelming to begin with. So we're just trying to find the sweet spot of when we introduce those and how we onboard fans to understand what those vibrations mean for game events.
Yeah, definitely. And are there any plans to bring this new device to stadiums such as here in Sydney or any other games like NRL or basketball?
Yeah, we've had a few approaches from other stadiums that host AFL matches. Obviously, the installation of the cameras is a big one, so we can get that position of the ball fed back to the device that you're asking about before. But I think for other sports, it starts again with those fans. You've got to have the conversation with them around how they're experiencing an NRL match, a tennis match, a rugby league match, anything of that nature. And so really we would start with them and understand their experiences and how technology could actually augment that.
Yeah, and I have an idea for you. A lot of fans might actually be watching the games in the home. So you could maybe create a device where they could do it and use it while they're actually watching the footy from the lounge in their house.
Absolutely. So a consumer-grade version of this device, Sean, something we've had to think about. The latency that actually happens within a broadcast in the home environment can vary quite dramatically from what's happening at the stadium. So it's like making sure that we get that right. So the ring is actually moving as close to what you're watching or what's happening on the TV as closely as possible. But, you know, certainly something we can look at in the future.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing what you create next, Chris. Thank you so much for joining us this Wednesday afternoon and speaking about this amazing device.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.